News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's move on. The head of HTS, Abu Mohammed al-Jalani, has sought to reassure the international community about the future of Syria, telling Sky News that the world had no reason to fear a new Syrian government. We're joined by Fawaz Hargeis, a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics. Fawaz, is Abu Mohammed al-Jalani right to say the world has nothing to fear?
Well, I don't think the world has anything to fear from Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. I think Syrians have concerns. They have concerns about having a one-man-led show. They have concerns about the strong man, Abu Muhammad al-Julani, replacing Bashar al-Assad with another strong man. They have concerns about Hayat Tahrir al-Sham basically taking ownership of the revolution. They have concerns that they would like a pluralistic, diverse, inclusive government. So it really, it's not about us, the world. I think he should have been asked, what message do you have for Syrians? Are you willing to have an inclusive government, tolerant government, diverse government? Are you willing to share power with the other opposition groups? These are the real questions, not whether we in the world have anything to fear from him.
And what's your instinct in relation to the Syrian people? Should they have reason to fear what he could bring?
Well, let me give you an example what I mean. Yesterday, he appointed a person by the name Mohammed al-Bashir as the prime minister of Syria. And Mohammed al-Bashir was his head of the authority in Idlib. And Mohammed al-Bashir brought about most functionaries from Idlib to serve in the government. This was really a Hayat al-Tahrir al-Sham government, transitional government. This was not an opposition government. Where are the various diverse groups of the opposition? Where are the Syrian, the inclusiveness of this government? That's very concerning. In a way, what Abu Muhammad al-Julani has already done is to position himself to basically be the new leader of Syria, the new face of Syria. And he appointed his own functionaries to serve in a transitional government. So if I were a Syrian, I would be concerned, not because I want to prejudge his actions, but because I want to see a transitional government that is really diverse, inclusive, and it's that the entirety of the Syrian population and Syrian political views are represented in it. And so far, I'm concerned.
If that doesn't happen, if it isn't a diverse government, what will the other groups do? Will they accept that? Or do you think that HTS will just impose their will on the people? Again, probably impossible to know for sure.
Let me ask you and ask your own listeners. Have you heard from any other opposition groups?
No.
You and I and all of us, all we have been talking about is Hayat Tahrir al-Sham.
Yeah.
And Abu Muhammad al-Julani. Yet, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham is one faction among more than 40 opposition factions. In fact, his troops, his combatants, did not reach Damascus first. It was another major faction that took over the capital. Yet, he has positioned himself to really own everything. So, yeah, trust me, I have not spoken to the opposition groups, but they're probably roiling and angry, because he's not coordinating his actions with the opposition groups.
Do we in the West need to be careful about enabling that process?
Excuse me?
Do we in the West need to be careful about enabling him and that group to do that by only talking about him, by not talking about the other groups?
Well, the fact is, I want to see the opposition groups standing up. I want to see not just Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, I want to see the variety and diversity and plurality of the opposition groups. the nationalist, the centrist, the secularist, the regionalist, the various communities that led the fight against Assad for the past 13 years.
Okay.
I mean, that's all we talk about is Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and Abu Muhammad al-Gulani, and that is very concerning. Not for us, the world, but for the Syrian
people. For Syrians. Just before I let you go, Fawaz, can I ask you about what is happening with Israel in Syria at the moment? What's your take on what Israel are doing there at the moment? What is their strategic aims?
I mean, look, Israel carried out the largest bombing campaign in its modern history. What I'm trying to say is that Israel has already grabbed more Syrian land in the past few days than it occupies. I mean, this is shocking. Even the Syrian envoy, the United Nations envoy to Syria, said what Israel is doing very troubling. It's pouring gasoline on a raging fire. It's complicating the process of transition in Syria. And there is nothing. No one, the United States, Britain, Germany, no one has really criticized Israel and said enough is enough.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Fawaz Gurghez, a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.